Okay, we're going to roll them now, Willie, if you're ready. Let's go.
Okay.
Willie, cut one side, one roll.
When do I come in?
After the backup singers, Willie.
Okay.
These are pretty good.
Now, Willie.
I just met a girl. And she's in love with me. Well, she's so hard to defy. And she's mine. Well, she changed my whole world. Showed me what love could be. God knows she'd never dream of leaving me. But if she ever went away, oh, which I knew she'd never do, I'd cry and cry my nights away. You know I'd sure be blue. In my heart I know she'd be crying and be missing me too. I really love this girl. She's in love with me. My friends are so impressed that she's mine. But if she ever went away, oh, which I know she'd never do, no, no, I'd cry and cry my nights away. You know I'd sure be blue, 'cause she really would be crying.
No!
No, it's not! No, it's not!
Yes, it is!
No, it's
yes,
not!
It is. We tried to
shut up! Hey!
But you
no, that's not true! Cut it out! Shut up!
For crying out loud, what's going on in there?
They're not doing it right!
What do you mean they're not doing it right? They're singing back up the backup singers!
When you hear what they're saying, you listen to
Willie,
what they...
What did I tell you before?
It's only an album. It's only an album. It's only an album.
I'm so happy. I feel like singing. I've got a song.
What's the name of it?
I've got a song.
Well, then sing it.
Sing a song of love with a pocket full of hearts.
Thank you.
There's a funny melody, it's a pretty melody. Someone brought it over from across the sea. Ever since the day it came, I have tried to learn its name. What's it all about? Maybe you can help me out. It goes like this, la 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 la. It goes like this, dee 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 dee. Then it goes die dee dee die die. Then it goes do 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 do. Right in the middle of the doggone thing, everyone begins to sing, da 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 da. It goes like this, da-da-da-da, it goes like that. What can the name of it be? It goes like this, do-do-do, 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 do-do-do. Oh, what a funny melody. Everybody that you meet, all the kiddies in the street, they all know this little melody so sweet. It's a catchy little air, you can hear it everywhere. Ask a man who knows, and I'll tell you how it goes. It goes like this. It goes like this. Then it goes. Then it goes. Right in the middle of the doggone thing, everyone begins to sing. It goes like this. It goes like that. What can the name of it be? It goes like this. Oh, what a funny melody. It goes like this. La 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 la. It goes like this. Dee 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 dee. Then it goes. And it goes. Right in the middle of the doggone thing, everyone begins to sing. Da-da-da-da, it goes like this. Da-da-da-da, it goes like that. What can the name of it be? Then it goes da-da-da-dum, da-da-da-dum, da-da-da-dum. Oh, what a funny melody, di-di-di-di-di-di-di.
Who wrote the book? Oh, who wrote the book? Oh, who wrote the book of songs? Who wrote the book? Oh, who wrote the book? Oh, who wrote the book of songs? Who wrote the book? Oh, who wrote the book? Oh, who wrote the book of songs?
And I wonder,
wonder, wonder, my darling,
who wrote the book of songs? Who wrote the book of chapter one, the lost cells? Bum, 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 chapter two, the novels. Let's go to the Bristol stop. Chapter three, the Rondells. Back in number one. Chapter four, the Shirelles. The Ronde, 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 Ronde.
Executives on his way, and if I don't get going, he's gonna tomorrow.
Take it easy.
But time is the one thing you can't bank, steal, or borrow. So what do you do? What the heck do you do?
Yeah. bonheur. La France, 50 points. L'Italie, 240 points. L'Espagne, 420 points. Yougoslavie, 30 000 points. L'île de l'Homme, 1 million de points. Royaume-Uni, 0.
I wrote the prettiest song in the world about this boy that loved this girl. They fell in love and all that stuff, but somehow that just wasn't enough. 'Cause when I took it to RCA, they listened a minute and then I heard them say, "That'll never sell records. Mighty pretty though. But that serious stuff, it ain't selling this year. Write it over and then let us hear. And them happy endings just gotta go." Back to the drawing board I went, find more trouble them kids get in. They decided to run off somewhere and wed. The parents wanted them to wait instead. But they eloped, found a justice of peace. They were saying "I do" and then walked the police. They was underage, so they told a lie. The preacher, he had a grabber and died. Kids are taken back home to stay, and I took my song back to RCA. That'll never sell records. Mighty pretty though. But that serious stuff, it ain't selling this year. Write it over and then let us hear. And them happy endings just gotta go. I was beginning to wonder if I could write a hit. Thought I'd try once more before I quit. This boy and girl, they met in a bar. Had a few drinks and then stole a car. Didn't like each other. They sure weren't in love, but they sure were married when they sobered up. So they got a divorce on the way back when the car stopped dead on the railroad tracks. It was freezing cold and he held her tighter. Burned her arm on the cigarette lighter. Temperature dropped to 40 below. Train is coming with the final blow. Looked like the end of a perfect day. So I took my song back to RCA. Now that'll sell records. 4 million or so. See, that serious stuff ain't selling this year. This true love junk's what they wanna hear. And them happy endings just gotta go. Moving awful slow. Just ain't cutting it this year. That hearts and flowers stuff. Somebody don't get it.
Song that I wrote about singing folk songs. It's called "I Like Singing Folk Songs." Will you show up late? I'll show up later. My boss is 18 and I really hate her. I'm 35 and I'm still a waiter, 'cause I like singing folk songs. 11 CDs all for a penny. I look and I look but I can't find any. NSYNC doesn't stir the soul of a man when he likes singing folk songs. You know the joke there is only a folk, you would still try to buy a CD. Now you may have heard, I came to it lately. The concept at first, it somehow escaped me. But I have learned to appreciate it greatly. I like singing folk songs. If you ask me, it's kind of like tofu. You ain't sure what it is, you ain't sure you want to. You spice it up, it's pretty good for you. I like singing folk songs. A wayfaring stranger in a shady grove. A mama does a dog bite, no child, no. If I get home before daylight, it means I didn't play enough last night. Now I like the songs that kind of stay in one key. I don't like the Beatles that sound like the Monkees. I don't care if Major Tom's a junkie. I like singing folk songs. I like singing about trains that come off the tracks. Working in the mines till your face gets black. Two lovers at the river, one ain't coming back. I like singing folk songs. I get to play new places, get to meet new friends, hang out with all the Unitarians. It's almost like going to church again. I like singing folk songs. You say I'll never get rich. Shows how much you know. Just yesterday, I booked me a great show. $25 for one night in Juneau. I like singing folk songs. Well, the great Reuben James on a Halifax pier. The city of New Orleans pulling out of here. If I get home before daylight, it means I didn't play enough last night. So kick off your shoes, put your drink on the table, bluegrass and blues, and we go where they go. I spent 15 hours by a dang Winnebago, cause I like singing folk songs. Now you show up late, I'll show up later. My boss is cute, but I really hate her. I'm 35 and I'm still a waiter, cause I like singing, if you can call it singing. My throat is sore and my fingers are stinging, and the bagpipes roar, still got my ears ringing, but I like singing folk songs.
Once a fool sat on a hill to write a symphony that ended up with a simple tune, simple as they'd be. See, Jack and Jill went up that hill. The hill was very green, carrying a bucket between them. Sing a song, a simple song, a song that's clean and nice. Sing it once, then once again, and that means singing it twice. This song that's nice and nice. Oh, oh, oh. Second verse in which I'm singing it now. I wonder what I should say in it. Well, it's over anyhow. And so instead I'll sing a song, a simple song, as simple as they are. Taking care not to offend the record buying.
Yeah. How to create your own music. That's right. You no longer need to listen to the dumb music they play on the radio. Now you can create your own dumb music. That's right. Look what you can do with this rhythm machine. Just turn this little dial and... Oh! Oh! Maybe we can get this on commercial radio. But we'd better make it really dumb.
Dumb. Dumb. Dumb.
Dumb is fun.
Dumb.
That's right. We need
dumb.
A car, of course.
Dumb.
Something really dumb. Really dumb.
Dumb.
Dumb. Dumb is fun.
Dumb. 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 Dumb.
Now
dumb.
It's time for the
dumb.
Synthesizer.
Dumb.
That's right. Anyone
dumb.
Can play the
dumb.
Synthesizer.
Dumb.
Make it dumb. Dumb is
dumb.
Fun.
Dumb, 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 dumb.
What else?
Dumb.
Let's throw in some more electronic junk.
Dumb, 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 dumb,
dumb. Ugh, that's great.
Dumb.
It makes my brain numb.
Numb.
Change. It's a standard device to stop a standing Monday.
This is the key
Here we go.
Come on.
Come on.
Gonna get your body rocking. Gonna make you move with this move. Can I be honest?
Yeah.
I'm not too crazy about this beat right here. Do you think that we could just start over? Yeah, I'm giving up on this beat. The snare comes in way too soon. And the bass ain't pumping. No, the bass ain't right at all. I'm giving up on this beat. It just didn't come together. No one will be jumping when they play this at the club. No, I'm just not feeling it. I'm just not feeling it. No, I'm just not feeling it. I'm just not feeling it. You better turn it.
Thank you.
it'll never let you down. Put on a smile where you once held a frown. It's all we need, baby, you just never knew. So sing with me and you won't feel so blue. Oh, sing a song, sing with me. It's okay if you're a little off key. If the words are wrong, honey, that's alright. Sing with me, oh yes, we can sing on. Sing a song, sing with me. It's okay if you're a little off key. If the words are wrong, honey, that's alright. Sing with me, oh yes, we can sing all night. Oh yes, baby, we can sing all night. Sit down and we can sing all night.
Okay, good evening, my friends, and welcome back to the Bit Slap, your home away from home for fine music and swell entertainment. Tonight, we observe the 600th Bit Slap, tonight, right now, and also the 13th anniversary of the Bit Slap itself. So, two for one tonight for you. So I thought I'd do a show about something that's made it all possible, which is songs. So we have a bunch of songs tonight. I had a bit of trouble because turns out I did a song show and forgot all about it and had to jettison some stuff and make some quick fixes, but we did it. So what do we hear? Let's hear about it. We heard from Lucia Pamela up top. I've got a song from her only album. She plays all the instruments on that. You know that? Phew. Leslie Cerrone. It goes like this, that funny melody. The Lydells, Book of Songs. Power Salad, finish this song, good luck. I wish I had something to say, also good luck. That was the goodies. Don Bowman, that'll never sell records. And you know what? Turned out Don was right. But anyway, I like singing folk songs. Was Butch Ross. We heard from Paul McHarthrob. And the Wangs, which is actually, of course, the heebie-jeebies. They pop up everywhere. And that was a simple song. Do Re Mi, a little kid's song from somewhere. That's pretty simple, right? The Android Sisters, Dumb is Fun. We know that. We're all in this together. And let's see. After that, we had a visit from Morris Minor and the Majors. That was This Is the Chorus. Different one than we're used to. So there you go. Clear the Floor, because this song sucks. That's Mike Furman. And we heard from Gus Clark out there on the road, sing a song, okay? And, of course, we have Earth, Wind, and Fire here singing a song for us. You like the way I knitted that all? Yeah. Okay, thank you. Anyway, we have more tonight because this is what we do. And so I invite you to stay tuned and keep shaking that thing, okay? Oh, and don't forget to sing along.
Today's special is Springfield Soul Stew. We sell so much of this, people wonder what we put in it. Well, we're going to tell you right now. Give me about a half a teacup of base. Now I need a pound of fatback drums. Now give me 4 tablespoons of boiling Springfield guitar. This is gonna taste all right. Delicious. Now just a little pinch of organ. We'll be right back. and bring to a boil. Yeah, that's it, that's it, that's it right there. Now beat. Well, take it, Lisa.
Invented rock and roll. I saw Peter, Paul, and Mary singing Puff the Magic Fairy, and I'll dose the guy who doesn't like my show.
I'm the guy what taught Chuck Berry all his licks. I showed Ringo how to hold a pair of sticks. I gave Morrison the choice of a blues or country voice and kept Janis from a life of turning tricks. I told Goodman he should write about a train. I told Brian Wilson not to go insane. When Mick was very young, I cut off half his tongue and I tried to keep poor Buddy off the plane.
And I was born about 10 million songs ago. I'm the guy who first invented rock and roll. I saw Peter, Paul, and Mary singing Puff the Magic Fairy, and I'll dose the guy who doesn't like my show.
I taught Wonder how to write songs in the dark. I showed Richard how to sing MacArthur Park. Then I did the Harlem Shuffle while I ate a Savoy truffle, and I introduced McGuinn to old Gene Clark. I taught Elvis Presley how to use his face, and I told Phil Lesh he ought to try the bass. I told Owsley to his shock to invest in acid rock, and I launched the Zeppelin into outer space.
And I was born about 10 million songs ago. I'm the guy who first invented rock and roll. I saw Peter, Paul, and Mary singing Puff the Magic Fairy, and I'll dose the guy who doesn't like my show.
I taught Hendrix how to fuzz his Strat guitar. I told Jan and Dina Woody was a car. I rented land from Farmer Yasker. They said Mitchell, I said Asker. When I turned around, Sebastian was a star. I told Santana rhythm was the thing. I taught Fabian and Dion how to sing. I sang high notes with Del Shannon, helped the Fleetwoods learn Rhiannon, and I jammed with Clapton till I broke a string.
And I was born about 10 million songs ago. I'm the guy who first invented rock and roll. I saw Peter, Paul, and Mary singing Puff the Magic Fairy, and I'll dose the guy who doesn't like my show.
I told Michael Jackson he should learn to dance. I told Two Live Crew that they should take a chance. I turned Motown into funk, I turned the Apple onto punk, and bought Bowie his first pair of skin-tight pants. I told Crosby that he'd best lay off the spoon. I introduced Pete Townsend to Keith Moon. I taught Prince how to jive, taught Springsteen how to drive, and told Dylan not to fret about the tune. And I was born about 10 million songs ago.
Songs ago.
I'm the guy what first invented rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
I saw Peter, Paul, and Mary singing Puff the Magic Fairy, and I'll toast the guy who doesn't like my show.
Out of trouble, I can tell you how you do it. You just get a guitar and you'll get through it. As soon as you take it up in your hand, all the problems of the world you'll understand. Be well informed, get the big picture, and then sing about it. Well, Dad bought me a guitar about a year ago. It only cost $100 or so. Hadn't been playing it so very long when I found me a book of these protest songs. Very interesting. Truth set to music, written by some Eastern wise man. Well, I really took a liking to these kind of songs, because they all had a message and came on strong. Tried my hand at writing a few, and lo and behold, I never knew just how deep I was. Controversial, too. Folk singer turned folk thinker. Supposed to take 20 years to get educated, because the ills of the world are complicated. But in writing my songs, just a short time, I could find the right answers when I found the right rhyme. A lot of dirty tales in this world, and I was spinning them all on the right donkey. Well, I was going over big and I didn't even know it, and they were calling me a modern folk poet. They liked my style, the things I was cursing, recognized me as a real person, talking like they do on folkways, buying my clothes at Goodwill, one of the nouveau poor. Well, my audience was growing by leaps and bounds, and they were singing my songs in 100 towns. Like the way I called a spade, shocking disclosures no one ever made, like war is bad. George Washington could tell a lie. Time magazine ain't always timely. But the errors of the past will be overcome, because we're not about to finish what our parents begun. We'll be running things before too long, and with our understanding, the world will live in song, and we'll promenade hand in hand, rambling, freewheeling, drifting, square-dealing society.
Well, I bought my favorite record at the local record store. I would have bought a lot, but I had a rotten job. I took it home, and I put it on the turntable. It made me want to kill everybody in the neighborhood. Burn and rock, burn and rock. Rock and roll make me want to burn and rock. Burn and rock, burn and rock. Kill everybody and quit on skipping jobs. Burn and rock. My mom's room, and I stole all of her jewelry. I put it in a paper bag and I sold it on the street corner. Then I bought a lot of drugs, then I got myself some drugs. I stole them pawns, stuffed in the trunk, then I jumped off the edge of a cliff and stood there laughing. Burning Rob, burning Rob, hideous condom with a cow prod. Burning Rob, burning Rob, and Rob and crash and tumble and burn.
Don McLean and I share the same manager, so I used to open for him until one night I came out on stage and sang American Pie. Now, I don't know if any of you will ever have the opportunity in your life to open for Don McLean. It's a mistake. Don't. It turns out it's a song that he wants to do. So you live and learn. Whoever wrote this song must be a genius. So far, I think I like this song the best. I wonder where he gets all these ideas from. I wonder what he's gonna think of next. Whoever wrote this song, I'll bet he's 6'3". With curly hair and muscles made of stone. Whoever wrote this song's a better man than me. I hold a Dario, the cheese stands alone. The cheese stands alone. The cheese stands alone. I could never write a song as good as this. I hold a Dario, the cheese stands alone. Whoever wrote this song must be a happy man. Yes, sirree, I'll bet he does all right. I'll bet he has a big house and a limousine and a different woman every single night. Now me, I have not had a date since New Year's Eve. She was the shyest girl I'd ever known. At 10:15, she said she had to leave. I hold a Dario, the cheese stands alone. The cheese stands alone. The cheese stands alone. At the stroke of midnight, you could hear me moan. I hold a Dario, the cheese stands alone. Whoever wrote my life must be an asshole. Those years in high school really bit the bone. Every night I sat up waiting in my room, singing high hold of Dario, the cheese stands alone. The cheese stands alone. The cheese still stands alone. The saddest sound this universe has ever known. Hi-ho to Dario, the cheese stands alone. Hi-ho the goddamn Dario, the cheese stands alone. Thank you. Thank you.
When you hear this sound, you are being ripped off.
Yeah. When one line's out of the way, what's the point in another one? Look, when one line's out of the way, what's the point in another one? Look,
if you have a Frankie t-shirt, do not go outside your home. Keep the windows firmly shut. If you are caught wearing one in the open, start a nuclear war.
When two songs are the same, mix them up, put them out again. Remix, go for it. When you want to make a profit, remix, go for it. When you want a con,
want a con, want a con.
When you want a con,
tell the world you're singing.
Frankie fan, put them in a polythene bag and leave them outside your home. You will hear this sound.
We could have been stars, been driven round in chauffeur cars, but we thought we'd be original, stood our ground on principle. Now we're old and pitiful, and we want money. So let's sell out, take our music down a different route. Yeah, suddenly it's very clear, we don't need to be sincere. Teenagers are bound to cheer if we learn dance moves.
It all makes sense. If we wanna make it big, all we need is youth and British accents.
We just need to learn the same four chords, used in every tune of the top 10 records.
Write some words about our first kisses, that determines hits or misses.
We no longer have to face rejection if we take our cues from One Direction.
That is all we need to do. Yes, we can write a shitty pop song too.
Five guys, one band. Guess it took a while to understand that we shouldn't play our instruments. What a bunch of innocents. Should have done due diligence on Justin Bieber. Wish that we knew all the things we were supposed to do, like starting our own clothing lines, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube vines. All the bullshit redefines what really matters.
It was uncharted. Now we're standing on our own. Where was
was Simon Cowell when we first started. We just need to learn the same four chords used in every tune of the top 10 records. Leak a sex tape, launch a fragrance. That's all it takes to be famous. If we're to be played by Ryan Seacrest, he's the only one we need to impress. That is all we need to do, and we can write a shitty pop song too. Many years were wasted dwelling on the past. If only we'd been cast as the stars of Disney Channel shows. Now we can almost taste it, we have seen the light. Cookie cutter song construction leads to Hall of Fame induction. Chords used in every tune of the top 10 records. Write some words about our first kisses that determines hits or misses. We no longer have to face rejection if we take our cues from One Direction. That is all we need to do. Yes, we can write a shitty pop song too. Yes, we can write a shitty pop song too. Can write a shitty pop song. It's a pity we took so long. We can write a shitty pop song too.
Guitar and said, what do you do? I said, I sing for a living. Country music mixed with a little rock and a little blues. He said, I'm sorry, but I've never been crazy about that twang and trains and hillbilly thing. Whatever made you want to sing stuff like that? I just looked at him and laughed and said, 'cause there's songs about me and who I am. Songs about loving and living and good-hearted women, family and God. Yeah, they're all just songs about me. Songs about me. So I offered him tickets. I said, you'll see what I mean if you show up tonight. He said, I doubt you'll change my opinion. I'll be kinda busy, but hey man, I'll try. Then later on when we finished our songs about scars and cars and broken hearts, I saw him. He was standing there right next to the stage and he shouted, man, you were right, it was like you sang those songs about me and who I am. Songs about loving and living and good-hearted women, family and God. Yeah, they're all just songs about me. Songs about me. Singing till I hear the whole world singing. Those are songs about me and who I am. Songs about loving and living and good-hearted women, family and God. Yeah, they're all just songs about me. Songs about me.
modern music. A load of rubbish. Getting in the groove, they call it. I know what I call it. They don't write songs like they used to. Lovely melodies. I remember a beautiful one they used to sing down the Nag's Head. How'd it go now? It's on the tip of me tongue. All together, it goes pom tiddle tiddle, can't think of whether. There's a pom in the middle once you've heard it, you'll sing it all day long. What a lovely song. Hang on a mo, it goes all together. And it's no, wait a minute, can't think of whether. There's a pom tiddle in it, what a pity. I've forgotten it because you'd love it, I know, if I knew what it was. The beat in the middle was kind of, sort of, more like a waltz gone wrong. A singable song of the sort that we're short of. As soon as I begin it, you'll want to join in. It goes all together, but there's no use in going hell for leather when there's no way of knowing even whether I'm singing it all wrong. So hang on the mo while I have a go at sorting out this simple yet very unforgettable song. The fella what sung it was kind of, sort of, more or less drunk with song. Long in the air it was, breath he was short of, but soon as I had heard it I knew every word. It goes all together with a pom tiddle tiddle, can't think of whether. There's a pom in the middle, words were clever. Oh, what a lovely song. No, hang on a mo, I remember every part of it. Oh, let yourself go and we'll do it from the start of it and all together. Now we're getting in the mood. No, hang on a mo, it's rude.
I did see how we would sing one fun those nights would bring, singing for hours on end. Once we found the key, oh, what harmony those boozy voices could lend. Heart of my heart, just for a start, walking my baby back home. When it comes to the end, it's let's sing it again. They don't ride her like that anymore.
Well, me dad's drunk again, and he's brought lots of men, and their wives, they're all home from the club. We've run out of beer, there's nothing to fear. It's gone round the back door of the pub. Someone's playing our piano like they use in a hammer, crucifying, and there goes my heart. Then he burst through the door, it's bursting once more. He's got the beer and we're ready to start.
And it's see how we would sing, what fun those nights would bring, singing for hours on end. Once we found the key, oh, what harmony those boozy voices would lend. Heart of my heart, just for a start, walking my baby back home. When it comes to the end, it's let's sing it again. They don't ride up like that anymore.
Well, Mars in the kitchen trying to knock up for a snack from a chicken we ate this afternoon. She asked, where's the toilet? Dan said, round the back. By the look, not a moment too soon. Then a lad shook me all out. Jack fell in the coal house. Man, he's drunk as a new. Oh, his face covered black, he's not taken aback. He sings, Mammy, and we all follow suit.
And it's see how we would sing, what fun those nights would ring, singing for hours on end. Once we found the key, oh, what harmony those boozy voices could lend. Heart of my heart, just for a start, walking my baby back home. Oh, when it comes to the end, it's let's sing it again. They
they don't ride up like that anymore.
Half one in the morning, the dad starts yawning. He has to be here working at six. A bored audience is watching, young Kenny is botching. He's a mess in a busy card trick. Now we have to go now, dad has to somehow try and get them all home. Oh, and you're full of beer, last thing you want to hear is a tune on his paper and comb.
And it's he how we would sing, what from those nights would bring, singing for hours on end. Once we found the key, oh, what harmony those boozy voices would lend. Part of my heart just for a start, walking my baby back home. When it comes to the end, it's let's sing it again. They don't riot like that anymore. When it comes to the end, it's let's sing it again. They don't riot like that
is over. It's all behind me. I should have known it. She tried to find me.
Can't I'll be stepping out in a second, but first I want to give you your mandatory playlist. I don't know if you know this, but it's required in 44 states, okay? So we start out with The Simpsons' Sing the Blues. That was Julie Kavner, of course, as Marge. Springfield Soul Stew, You Can All Join In, was Traffic from their first album. I tried to find a whole bunch of different covers of that song, and there were none of them as good as the original, so that's a good thing. I Was Born About 10 Million Songs Ago was Stephen Brust, I don't know. Merritt Herring, there's a name for you, Merritt Herring. Talking Protest Blues, Burn and Rob, the Bluegrass Edition from Paleface. New York band, I don't know, I don't think they're still around, or I think it's one guy. But I digress. Andy Breckman, The Cheese Stands Alone. When Two Songs Sound the Same, that was Frankie Goes to the Bank, Heebie-Jeebies Again. And as far as I know, When Two Songs Sound the Same, that's when the lawyers go to work. The Four Postmen, a shitty pop song. Anybody can write a shitty pop song. Let's see, Songs About Me was Trace Adkins. And then All Together for Mr. Kenneth Williams from 1967, who recently died, perhaps in the last couple of months. Let's see, they don't write them like that anymore, and that's for sure. That was Woodbine Lizzie, and then we heard from Pete Townsend, this song is over. Because face it, it's over. You know, the fat lady's up there, and she's tuning up, and I don't know, the orchestra's trying to sneak out, and they're warming up, and I don't know. Anyway, so this brings us up to the end for the evening, and I will bring you something here to properly end your evening. Okay. In the meantime, do come back next week as we begin our 14th year and the long climb to 700. Whew. I never thought I'd get to 600. So, by the way, thanks all of you for listening. Period. Thank you. And I'll see you next week.
That's the end of a symphony. By Beethoven or Tchaikovsky. No matter which composer or how hallowed be his name, they all wrote good beginnings, but their endings sound the same. With banging on the kettle drums, those copper-colored metal drums. Between the cymbals crashing, the brasses keep rehashing the same darn note. Clarinets are tweeting and the tuba keeps repeating till it gets your goat. Then all of the musicians repeat these repetitions till you're ready for the booby hatch and then... they start again. The classical composer, be it Brahms or be it Bach, when it comes to writing endings, has an awful mental block. And that applies to Haydn and to Handel and to Glinka, to Rimsky and to Korsakov, and others I can't think of. The ending of a symphony is what they call the coda. And I've collected some of them. You ought to get a load of. They're actual and factual. I'll quote you note for note. the endings of some symphonies that great composers wrote. A work of art should have an end that's not too short or long. To give you an example, here's a simple little song. Now let us take our simple song and find out if it blends well with the end of Schubert's seventh, and I hope all's well that ends well. The end of Schubert's seventh should be drastically diminished. He spent so long on this one that his eighth one was unfinished. You think the concert's over and you're halfway out the door, and boy, do you feel stupid when they start to play some more. When Schubert wrote this ending, he thought it was really super. Now he's come down through history as Franz the Party Pooper. I have an urgent message from the wife of the concertmaster. Your dinner's getting colder. Won't you play a little faster? Before this guy is finished with the trumpets and the horn, in this very concert hall, three babies will be born. The thing about this ending that makes us even madder, it's a test of the endurance of a music lover's bladder. Now let us put the end of Mozart's Overture to Figaro on Old MacDonald Had a Farm. It's just like adding Figaro. On this farm, he had some goats. Mozart still got lots more notes. On this farm, he had a pig. Wolfgang, you wrote this too big. On this farm, he had a hen. Uh-oh, here they come again. On this farm, he had a horse. It had a better end, of course. One more time, Mozart, baby! And now let's take a simple tune, the well-known Yankee Doodle, and add to it Beethoven's Fifth, which makes symphonic strudel. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. It has been a pleasure to be... ...with you tonight. And I do want to thank the Boston Pops Orchestra under the direction of Arthur... ...Fiedler! ...for playing all... for playing all of these magnificent melodies, including those of Ludwig von... Beethoven. Come on. Let's go. Oh, boy. They all were great composers, but what they didn't dig was how to write a simple ending like Little Porky Pig. That's all, folks.
There's an earworm in my ear. There's an earworm. It's all I hear. It doesn't wiggle and it doesn't eat. It just plays this dumb song on repeat. Can someone please explain to me why this stupid song won't leave? Why is my brain playing the same annoying song again and again? Ooh, there's an earworm in my ear. There's an earworm. It's all I hear. It doesn't wiggle and it doesn't eat. It just plays this dumb song on repeat.